WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim. This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
In this moment in time, right now, this very second, I can truly say that I have the whole damn world in my head.
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
And this is going to be simply glorious!
Baby.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow during the day at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rockin, going solo for this special edition of the Rack Extra. Reason being, Lindsay is out of town and stuff happened on SmackDown Live that I feel like I need to talk about with all of you. So that's what we're going to do here tonight on the Rack Extra. We're going to talk SmackDown Live, which means it's the SmackDown Throwdown. So we're going to talk all about that tonight on this special edition of the program for whenever you're listening to it, whether it's in the morning, evening, whenever. I decide, hey, I have a little bit of time. I'm going to sit down in front of a microphone. You know, the whole deal, me, you, and a microphone. And I would talk about SmackDown Live from Tuesday night. So that's what we're going to do here on the show today. In addition to all that, I feel like I need to talk about a couple of things that have been going on in the internets as of late. For starters, in the news presented by Garwork.net, it was announced by WWE that Hell has frozen over. Jim Cornette is going to be inducting the Rock and Roll Express at WrestleMania for the Hall of Fame. What the hell? The fact they're giving him a live microphone? What? Or as we say on Saturdays, say what? That is worth $9.99 on its own. Hearing Jim Cornette talk, if you haven't heard him before, he's awesome. We had him on the show 2-3 years ago. Something like that. Maybe not even longer. But you can find him at RockCreatorShow.com. He's an awesome guest. May have to get him back on at some point. But Hell is frozen over. He's going to be the one inducting them. Another announcement that came out is that it will not be Jake Roberts. It will not be Scott Hall. It's Eric Bischoff who will be inducting Diamond Dallas Page into the WWE Hall of Fame. I think he'll be good. I think he'll tell some good stories. You know, he's known DDP forever. I think they were neighbors. Something like that. Live very close to one another. They've been together since the 90s. So, I mean, overall, he's a good choice. I never thought about him. Because you don't think about Eric Bischoff in WWE these days. Even though you should at this point, since he's no longer affiliated with Impact Wrestling. So, there's that. Those are a couple of the hot items that were talked about on the interwebs. The big news presented by Gerwick.net. But now, as you can hear it slowly in the background, the fire is burning. It's a hot take. Can we stop with all these NBA players trying to take off for rest? I know everyone's ranting about it. I know everyone's talking about it. And you're like, why are you talking about it on our wrestling podcast? Because I can't talk sports. We talk football. It's just been something brewing, and you can hear the fire just sort of crackling in the background. It's a hot take. It's not that there's a problem with people resting. I mean, that's a problem in general. But doing it, one, for national TV, that's kind of lame. Makes your show a lame duck show. It makes that broadcast on Saturday nights lame duck. It's cool if it happens 1 week, and then it happened the same thing 2 weeks in a row. It's like, alright, we know what you're doing. We know you're trying to piss people off. You're trying to make a statement. We get it. We understand it. But it's still stupid. It's dumb. You're so, like... go back to the 90s when I watched... Really was into basketball when I was growing up. Michael Jordan had taken a day off. Allen Iverson. He never practiced, but every time he stepped on the court, he gave it his all. And the only time he took off was when he was hurt. And he was hurt often, but guess what? He still played hurt. He pushed through the pain. And these guys, like... Okay, take a day off, fine. You don't do three in a row with three different guys. I mean, you don't do three guys at the same time. Like, you got people paying. I know... NBA tickets cost a lot of money. They really do. And the fact that, you know, oh, this person's coming to town. Cool, it'll be cool to see him. And then he's not there. It's awful. It really is. Take a day off at home. Take a day off when it's not national TV. And spread out the days. All three guys don't have to take the same day off. Just saying. It's ridiculous. It's annoying. The sports media is all over it. Also, another hot take. Can LeVar Bell shut up? Can we done with him? It's enough. We stop making pointless feuds on Fox or ESPN and stop trying to make him a thing. I know Scott Van Pelt went off on it, I believe last night on SportsCenter. I haven't heard it, but I read about it. It's like, can we stop paying attention to him? It's kind of ridiculous. Just saying. Anyway, those were some hot takes. Yes, we got cute with sound effects. Anyway, with that being said, this is The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to talk SmackDown Live. You're listening to The Rack right here at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly...
It means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday night, step inside the virtual realm with WTR Sims.
It's Boots the Asses time!
Watch as your favorite WTR personalities battle it out to find out which one truly is the best.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man!
Watch it live Tuesday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/rackradioshow or on demand at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Tuesday nights will never be the same again with WTR Sims.
Hi, this is Pete Gass of the Mean Street Posse and author of my new book, Looking at the Light, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, presented as always by GoRack.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today, Instagram.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rockin, going solo, as mentioned in the first segment. Lindsay Ward is out of town. She will be back when we go return live Thursday night of next week for the WrestleMania special, the spectacular, the full preview and prediction show. But right now, after watching SmackDown, I figured, hey, let's do a show! So we're gonna do it. So now, it's time for the SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
My... oh my, oh my, what a SmackDown this was. From top to bottom, this show was pretty damn awesome. It really was. First off, congrats to the Usos for becoming the new WWE Tag Team Champions. It's a cool moment. It was a good match. First, she managed to contract a little bit. It wasn't really anything spectacular, but the near falls at the end, well done. A lot of great double teaming at the end. I don't know if they get the match at WrestleMania. I really don't know. You may put them on the pre-show, but at some point when you look at this card, some people have to miss the show if they're not working the Battle Royal. I just put both teams in the Battle Royal at this point, because let's be real, we're going to have a lot of matches on the show. I think there are 11 matches, 12 matches, something like that. It's a lot of them. And if we had more, it's nothing will get the time it should. I know they have 6 hours to fill. They can do 3 matches on the pre-show. It's like, maybe? I don't know. We'll see. I'll be okay. If they do the match again, that's fine. They'll put on a good match.
Not put them in the Battle Royal. You need some names in the Battle Royal. Your names so far are Mojo, Dolph, Apollo, and Big Show. One expects Braun Strowman to be in there. Mark Henry's, whoever, you know, the bottom tier, Rhino, Slater, and the like. Probably be on that in the Battle Royal. We'll probably get a big push on it Monday and Tuesday. They didn't do anything really for it on Monday, did they?
No.
There was no Big Show on Raw. They didn't even push it. They didn't even push it on SmackDown. They had other big things to push on SmackDown, which we're going to get into right now. One other thing, it wasn't the bigger thing. It was one of the smaller things, but you had Becky Lynch and Carmella have a match. It was a short match, short little match, which was fine because it didn't need to be anything because you had all the girls come out and lay people out. It was a nice sort of what the hell is going to happen at WrestleMania. I like that they keep pushing. Oh my God, what type of match will it be? I think it's going to be just every girl for themselves in the match and sort of like WrestleMania 30, but not as many because I think they realized in WrestleMania 30 that was a lot of women trying to get time in the match. It really didn't work, but I thought it was a nice little, okay, it's not a solo feud, so you can't really do a whole lot with it. So throwing it out there, just sort of giving them a chance. It was fine. Trying to figure out where we should start. I think we need to start with the lost episodes of Total Bellas. We'll let you listen, I'll react, that whole deal. So take a listen to the first part of the lost episode.
You know what? What? Perfect. You know what? What? Remote! You know what?
What?
I think my boyfriend John Cena, who I definitely love and not using to advance my career, is going to propose to me.
Perfect.
Brie, that's my catchphrase.
I'm not Brie. I thought I was Nikki.
Oh, I'm Nikki, see? I'm the one wearing the hat.
Brie, were you singing? Rule number 35 of John Cena's house rules clearly states no singing. Brie, you're on double secret probation. Bad Brie. Very bad Brie.
John, are you going to ask me something?
Why, yes, Nikki. Woman I genuinely and sincerely love, I have a proposal for you. I propose you stop breaking rule number 11 of John Cena's house rules and take your feet off the furniture. Bad Nikki. That's strike one. Very bad Nikki. Good Nikki. Very good Nikki. And as a reward, I'm going to pop the question.
And by popping the question, he popped the balloon. That was freaking awesome. Oh, Jesus. Like, the parody was amazing. It really, really was. It was hysterical. I mean, Brie mode. Though, I will say this, as we're going to play the second one here in a second, Maurice really looks weird with a tan. Just saying. Not used to seeing her all tanned up. Plus the dark hair. Really, really different. But it worked. It worked for the segment, so that's all that matters there. So let's take a listen to part two, and then we'll really react to it.
Nikki, I love you. Nikki, I love you. I love you, Nikki. Are we rolling? Move, I can see you. Nikki, I love you.
I love me too.
Today, we will be taking you on a tour of John Cena's house. Normally, tours are against rule number 24 of John Cena's house rules, but hey, anything to make me look good on camera.
This is our living room. This is where Brie and I solve the problems of the world. Like how to bury the new young WWE female superstars and end their careers.
A lot of people violate rule number 40 of John Cena's house rules in the living room by forgetting to use drink coasters. But we don't have to worry about that anymore because we don't have any friends.
And this is the TV. This is where we watch The Marine. It's not very good, but that's why we're not allowed to watch the sequels, because The Miz is a better actor than John, and that makes John very, very sad.
That reminds me, Nikki, I have something very special to give to you. You've been dropping a lot of hints, and I think it's time. I bought you a diamond. Dallas Page Yoga DVD set! Let's keep moving on John Cena Recognize. This is our kitchen. All of our meals are prepared by servants, which we don't allow on camera because it wouldn't be relatable.
Rule number 79.
Very good, Nikki. You've been paying attention, and that deserves a reward. I know a lot of people have been saying that I wouldn't buy you a ring, but I did. A WWE toy ring! Check it out. It's the scale. Shall we move on to where the magic happens? This is our TV bedroom. The bedroom I actually sleep in is down the hall, and Nicole's actual bedroom is on another floor. But this bedroom is very important for making our relationship look legitimate for the cameras.
You know what? Would look great on top of her bed, John.
What's that, darling light of my life?
The SmackDown Women's Championship.
Now, Nikki, I'm afraid that's your second strike today. You have just violated rule number 8 of John Cena's house rules. Never ask me to advance your career when the cameras are rolling. Tisk, tisk. Hey, Nicole, I have something that will cheer you up. Let's tie the knot. Bunny ear around the tree and through the rabbit hole. Damn it! This is why I need Velcro shoes.
Simply put, I need more of this. We all need more of this in our lives. This was awesome. It was amazing. I'm trying to figure out what my favorite part was. Was it Maurice doing the hand motions? Was it the fake proposals, which are just perfect? All the puns were right on point. Whether it was The Miz, you know, doing the John Cena hand symbol with 1 and 2. It was just, everything was perfect with it. The Miz was great. Maurice was awesome. You know why? All that. Yeah, that was, they did a hell of a job. It was fantastic. Couldn't stop laughing. It's like, can we get another one of these next week? Can we get one more? Can we get one more Total Bella thing? Because you know us, here on The Rack, we like our Total Bellas, we like our Total Divas. That's why we do it with The Rack Extra Total Divas and Total Bellas, which returns in April, a couple weeks away. So it's like, having all the drama, it's just perfect, and all the mock drama is just great. But John Cena had a response on Talking Smack. So did Nikki. Nikki was good. But John Cena, he was better.
Congratulations, Mike. You did your best work tonight. And congratulations, Maurice. You finally did work. I know this is Talking Smack and she's being polite, but I may hit you in the nose with it. You got one more week to make fun of me for how I look, how I live, and who I am. Congratulations. That's something that every single WWE superstar does, and I'm used to it. You gave me a nice laugh tonight. Thing is, after the week's over, then you go back to being Mike. So tell all your jokes, please, because they were entertaining. I laughed with everybody. But we all know that Mike is softer than a shoe full of baby crap. Oh. Mike couldn't crush a grape in a fruit fight. And Sunday, you'll have nowhere to run and no jokes to tell. And you have to be Mike. And Mike is the guy who holds his own TV show and yells at the top of his lungs, look at me, because I must see. And Mike is the guy that at the top of his lungs will tell everybody, He doesn't need the WWE because he will be a superstar somewhere else as an actor or anything else that he claims to be. Mike is the guy that screams at the top of his lungs that he is the it couple. I'm just happy to stand alongside the woman I love and keep pushing forward doing exactly what I love. So, dude, you got 7 days. And I know what you're going to come up with is going to be good because I'm low-hanging fruit. I'm an easy target. And I've been taking it on the chin for a decade, and I'm still here moving forward because that's what I do. The words rise above hate are what you would call a catchphrase. That doesn't exist with me. Everything you see me wearing means something to me, and it means something to those who identify with me. You're on the wrong side of the fence. I've been dealing with that my whole life. Here's the thing. If you're good at something, you're going to tell everybody. If you're great at something, they'll tell you. And your tip of the cap to us tonight was your way of letting us know we're great.
Oh, they cut out the line where he did from Tex Ferguson. It was good. The whole thing was good. Talking Smack's a great show. If you don't watch it, you should be. It's a fantastic, fantastic show. Daniel Bryan picked up on the whole hold harmless agreement thing. Sweet Beats himself. Yeah. And Beats, B-E-E-T-S, that one. He picked up on the hold harmless agreement. It's like, and they quickly dropped it really quick as they were wrapping up the show. Cause you know, Bryan's poking the bear. Poking the bear. Now, a couple of other things that happened on the show. So Randy Orton took on the Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin wanted an answer for his match at WrestleMania. He sure got in this one. Dean Ambrose came out on a forklift, distraction, RKO. Orton wins, Corbin loses, Dean accepts the challenge. Simple and easy. So we now have Dean Ambrose, Baron Corbin for the IC title WrestleMania. So as you sit there and you watch and you're waiting and you're looking around trying to figure out what's going on next, Randy Orton is going to be interviewed by Renee Young.
What's your response to Bray Wyatt's messages sent to you last week?
My response? Tell you what, Renee, I don't even know if I have a reaction. I don't know what to think. I don't know how to get rid of Bray Wyatt once and for all. I've tried everything. Last week when he bathed himself in Sister Abigail's ashes, that, let's just say that was the last thing that I expected from him. All right, Bray. Show your face. I know it's you. Where are you at?
You exposed my one flaw, Abigail. But what you didn't know is that that one flaw would become my greatest strength. She is one with me now, Randy. And her power, it lives inside of me. By purging this one fatal flaw, I could have ever imagined. Thank you, Randy.
You
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Bray Wyatt and all his sheep men,
I guess, baptized Randy Orton in some manner? I don't know. Whatever it was really, really cool. Couldn't make out what the symbol, the cross was. Maybe it was just a red cross. I don't know. But I thought the whole delivery was perfect. I liked the visual of all the sheepmen surrounding Randy Orton, them beating him down. I thought that whole visual was perfect. Anytime he does, though, he's got the whole world in his hands. It's perfect. I know there are a lot of people who are not happy with this feud. But what else do you want? Because we're going to talk about a feud people really don't like in a second. But if we talked about with Pete Gass, it's people need to give it a chance. Go to rockradioshow.com for all that. But it's like, this is a story that's been built for months. And it's very Undertaker campy-ish. He had the Undertaker magic tonight. I mean, this is evolution of a character we're seeing in front of us. We're seeing Bray Wyatt become stronger. And he mentioned, you found my one weakness. Now he fixed it. That weakness is no longer there. So when you have a man with no weaknesses, how dangerous can he be? And that's what we're going to find out at WrestleMania. We'll dive deeper into that with Lindsay next week. Luke Harper will be fighting Bray Wyatt at SmackDown next week. He cut a very nice promo as well. The line he used, which was great, which it's next week, I destroy him, which was just absolutely perfect. Well done by Luke Harper. First appearance by Luke Harper with his new black tank top. Oh my God, he has a new look. Oh my God, he just changed his tank top. That's all. Oh well, it's a new look. Before we jump into the AJ Styles, Shane McMahon stuff, I need to mention one more cosplay of the night. This was a Total Bella show. Tyler Breeze was Breezy Bella. As John Cena beat Fandango. Tyler Breeze dressed up as Nikki Bella. It was awesome. It was really awesome. Wanted to throw that in there. So, then you have the AJ Styles stuff. He was all happy. He has his job back. He is untouchable. He gets a promo how he's going to do what he did last week. Daniel Bryan warned him that you're messing with Shane McMahon and, you know, maybe it's something you don't want to do. The subtlety of what AJ does and what the how they set it up was perfect. AJ's one goal has been to get to the main event of WrestleMania, and that's all he wants. And for weeks, he's struggled and he's been kept out of situations where he's not in the main event. But now he's going to WrestleMania, so instead of wearing his gear, he's all decked out in the WrestleMania 33 shirt and the visor. It's just like, it's AJ like poking the bear a little bit. And I thought that was fantastic. Well done, AJ. So AJ goes into the back. He's waiting in the parking lot the whole night. And Daniel Bryan gets a phone call from Shane. And Shane sort of tells him what's going on. And then at the very end of the show, 10 minutes, 15 minutes left, a limo pulls up. AJ's like, all right, I'm going to go get him. Get him. And it was Slater and Rhino. They come out, which we were like, how are they showing up 15 minutes from now before the end of the show? If you pay attention, it was a whole plan by Shane McMahon. If you just pay attention, it was his ruse. He, you know, put them in the limo instead of him because he was already in the building. Because he comes out to the ring, he calls out AJ Styles. AJ Styles comes into the ring, comes down to the ring. If they're very slow to walk, it's like, I'm sorry, you know, I was just wanted to be in WrestleMania, blah, 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 blah. I just want to shake your hand, but the bygones be bygones. Thank you for the opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. So he goes in there, offers his hand, and Shane McMahon just starts wailing on him. AJ fights back. They brawl around ringside. All the suplexes. Woo. Vicious. And then Shane McMahon lays AJ out on the table. It is WrestleMania season. Shane McMahon flies with the elbow drop through the table. Perfect. People are still questioning whether this match should happen. If you look at the way it's been treated, it's being treated like a main event match of WrestleMania. Like, will it be the greatest matchup you've ever seen? No, but guess what? It's not a wrestling match. It's a fight. And if you give them 12 minutes to have a fight, as I mentioned with Pete Gass last week, it's going to be great. AJ is the best wrestler in the company. You think he's going to have a stinker at WrestleMania? Hell no. Shane McMahon will pump for anything and for anyone, and that's going to make this match awesome. I always go back to Kurt Angle, Shane McMahon. That was an awesome fight, and that's what these two are going to have at WrestleMania. So yeah, that's my take. A little bit of take, a little bit of SmackDown throwdown for everyone. Figured it kind of
talk about it a little bit. Because we'll dive deeper next week when we preview WrestleMania here on the show. But yeah, I thought this was a really great SmackDown top to bottom. Nothing was boring. Nothing dragged. The whole show was really, really good. Really entertaining. Hats off to the creative team for SmackDown Live. So this has been the SmackDown Throwdown. This has been the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, presented as always by Garrick Dunnett and Wrestling Figure Photography. Check out all the great programming we have here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual of Say What, the Greater Than Great Debate, which is a mystery, I mean, amusing mystery debate. So check it out, Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night starts WrestleMania week right here at WildTalkRadio.com, as Russell Talk Radio will be the first to preview WrestleMania, 10 p.m. Eastern, WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter, so join Tim, Omega, and Heartbreak Mike for all of that. Monday night, it's the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw to WrestleMania. So it's the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Everyone who's anyone from the Raw brand will be on that show. Taker, Goldberg, Brock, Roman, you name it. They'll all be there. We'll talk all about it on the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday night, we're going to start at 11 p.m. That's the going plan. If it's later, it's later. But the going plan is 11 p.m. Eastern for WTR Sims. Our WTR Mania. We'll have a full card posted on the Twitter at Wild Talk Radio for that show. But it's twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. It's the place to be for WTR Sims. You can catch it all on demand at youtube.com/RackRadioShow. As mentioned, we will be back next Thursday night live, 10 p.m. Eastern, giving you our WrestleMania preview. You'll have the NXT TakeOver Orlando preview. Check it all out. It's the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. We're everywhere. Search Rack Radio Show. You can find us. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay is on Twitter at Linsward, LINSWARD. You can check out our website, psychwardsdesigns.com. Check out her artwork at Behance.net. It's us, Linsward, same as the Twitter. Check out the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Since Sunday, we've had some WrestleMania moments on there. Every day we'll be posting another one from WWE 2K17. So check it out, youtube.com/RackRadioShow for WrestleMania moments. This show is always presented by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Journey Today at instagram.com/MBG1211. As well as thanks to FightBooth.com for hosting our podcast as well. So check them out at FightBooth.com. Follow them on Twitter at FightBooth, at FightBoothP. So for Lindsay, who is out of town, I'm Sir Rockin. We'll see you Thursday night live, 10 p.m. Eastern, for our WrestleMania preview spectacular. Well, up there with the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Radio.com.